Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We have my old friend, Dr. Ted Brower, on for this segment, and we're really glad to have him. We're going to talk about his trepidations and anticipations for the new year, and I've been asking this question of a lot of people, and the answers are remarkably similar. It's because the crimes are being exposed. Hey, we're brought to you quickly by Noble Gold. And let me tell you, you've been declared to be an unsecured creditor in the banks, and they can take your money whenever they want. But we're getting a lot of interference here on the line here. But anyway, they can take your money whenever they want. And I just want to say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't end up like my mom's side of the family. They were part of the Ford family. They were cousins. And they got abandoned, and they got killed during the Depression. My mom, as a young girl, went from riches to rags overnight. I grew up hearing that story. And a lot of the lessons that came with it. And I'm telling you, I don't want that to happen to you. You leave your retirement in the bank, you leave most of your money in the bank, and you're inviting disaster right now. Noble Gold can get you out of trouble. You have two ways that we can send you information. One would be to go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And number two, you can call them directly because you should feel the urgency of the hour. There are over 300 banks that are in trouble. Go to your phone and call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, Dr. Ted Brower is no stranger to our longtime audience. And Ted has been a guest here many, many, many times. He is the founder and owner of Health Masters, which in my book is the best natural health care organization in the world. They have fixed me up a couple of times, more than a couple of times, and Doug Hagman too. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get well, Health Masters is where you want to be, healthmasters.com. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Ted, Happy New Year, my friend. Good to have you on.
Thanks, my friend.
And I got to tell you, I never thought I'd be living in an America that we're looking at down the barrel so many things. But what gets your attention the most as we go into 2024?
Well, the thing that gets my attention more than anything else is just the continued obfuscation from the mainstream media as far as, you know, the election that's coming up. And the constant, you know, control of the media over the narrative as far as, you know, what we're supposed to think about Donald Trump wanting to use the military when he gets back into power, when Donald Trump tried to use the military to start with, you know, when he was in power to try to stop the incursion into the southern border, the military ignored him. And so it's not going to happen. He doesn't have that kind of authority as president to do that. He's not going to stage a hostile coup. That's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to make us think that, you know, the world's coming to an end if Donald Trump comes in. This has nothing to do with reality. Donald Trump was basically bought out of bankruptcy by Wilbur Ross when he was working for Rothschild Inc. back in 1988 with the Taj Mahal. They bought all the bonds. Trump had issued a bunch of bonds at 14 and 16% interest, which was something that was relatively prevalent back then because that was after the Jimmy Carter fiasco of the 70s. And Donald Trump basically got himself into trouble. He couldn't make the payments. And Wilbur Ross came in with Rothschild, and they liked to buy people out of bankruptcies, and they bought him. So they own him. So Donald Trump is basically a bought and paid for person by the world banking cartels, and he has been since the 88s. Now, could he have been something different if that had not happened to him? I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, who's Wilbur Ross?
Wilbur Ross was his commerce secretary, if you remember. And there was a lot of stuff came out when he made him commerce secretary because of what he had done as far as buying him out of bankruptcy. I could pull the article up if you'd like for me to read it, Dave. I've got it pulled up right now. And it's an interesting experience when you start looking at what's happening here with all of this stuff with Trump and all the things that he was involved in. But ironically, when you stop and you look at it, you have to ask yourself a question. And you could basically just Google it. You say, in fact, I pulled out of the Los Angeles Times this morning. It says, meet Wilbur Ross. Okay, basically, this is from the LA Times, which, you know, that's a liberal news rag, who once bailed out Trump in Atlantic City when he worked for Rothschild Inc., is now picked for his commerce secretary. This is an article from back in 2016. Wilbur Ross became rich investing in faltering businesses like steel mills and coal mines, finding a fortune in blue collar industries that others dismiss as beyond saving. Before he was scooping up Rust Belt factories, the banker was sizing up another troubled asset, Donald Trump. More than two decades ago, Ross represented bondholders who were gunning for Trump after he failed to pay back high interest loans he had taken out to build his casino empire. When Ross arrived in Atlantic City, New Jersey for negotiations in 1990, he found a throng of journalists and curious onlookers easy to catch a glimpse of Trump, according to the Vulture Investors by Hillary Rosenberg. For the quiet Ross, the scene inspired a revelation. Trump's flashy image had resilience. Trump embarked on a strategy to help Trump avoid a personal bankruptcy that could have derailed his unlikely trajectory from real estate mogul to reality television star to president-elect. considered another investment that has paid off for Ross, whom Trump recently tapped to lead the Department of Commerce. This is from an article from like 8 years ago now. And so this is when he was working for Rothschild Inc. So when you understand this, you understand who these people are and what they do and how they control everything through the narrative. You know, Otto Kahn, he said the same thing. He was one of the founding fathers of Kuhn Lieb, which is one of the founding, you know, banks for the Federal Reserve System. And he said that we control both sides of the narrative, and that's exactly what he does. He controls the Republicans and the Democrats because they're all bought and paid for. You know, let me give you an example. Years ago, we had a program called Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy. It's a phenomenal program. It's a CD series, which is, you know, outdated now, but it was great. And we marketed it through Christian television, Christian radio, and we also marketed it through secular radio and television throughout the United States for many years, for over a decade, and did phenomenally well with it, helped a lot of people with it, as far as lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels. It was like a home study course on how to get healthy. And what was interesting about this was, several years into it, I was working with this one channel TV station out of Orlando. I won't mention any names here. And though it wouldn't matter, because both the person that I'm talking about came to my home. One of them basically is a nursing home with Alzheimer's disease, and the other one is dead. But what they did, they came to my house and they started asking me questions about my debt, my structure, how much my bills were every month, and they were sizing me up to find out if they could control what was going to be done as far as distribution of the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, because they want to do infomercials all over the United States in Christian radio and TV and promote my product, but they wanted to keep 99% of the profit. So they were hoping that I would work for pennies on the dollar, because they were going to control me and control distribution of Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy into the Christian market. This is exactly, in my opinion, what happened with Donald Trump and Wilbur Ross. You know, when you come in and you buy billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars in debt, you have a tendency to control what's happening. This is the same thing that BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard has done. They've come in now and they've basically bought up pretty much the entire stock market and the boards of these stock markets, and they control the woke agenda and all the things they're trying to do. So all of these things are basically being funded now because they have control. The Bible says it this way: the borrower is servant to the lender. And so what we have here now is a situation in which we have a United States government that's completely off the rails. You know, Jeffrey Epstein took it off the rails the rest of the way with Mossad and, you know, MI6 and CIA. And now they have all these politicians that are basically part of the shadow government and all these different organizations that control certain, you know, these non-government entities that control so much of what happens as far as laws that get passed. And so we have a situation in which we have another election coming up this year. But Dave, you know as well as I do, unless the election machine debacle gets fixed, unless that's repaired, they'll put in whoever they want to put in again. And now they've got millions and millions and millions of people pouring into the United States every single year. Undocumented aliens, you know, from other countries, you want to call them that, you know, immigrants, if they're not doing it legally, they'll probably be given the ability to vote. And if we have another COVID pandemic, quote unquote, or Ebola or Marburg or whatever hits us, you know, in July, August, September, and they start doing the mail-in ballots again, it's the same thing we had last time. It won't end again. So the reality is, until we get the election system fixed in this country, it's not going to get better. It's like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who you vote for. The only thing that matters is who counts the ballots. And it's the truth. And that's what we have here in the United States. Now, do I think Donald Trump could fix the mess that is the United States right now? The answer is absolutely no, because he's working for the same guys that caused the mess.
Let me ask you this, though. Okay, stop for just a second. Who can fix the mess?
Well, that's the problem. It's kind of like this. The Republic is like a canoe, like a wooden canoe that's gone over the cusp of Niagara Falls now, and it's hit the rocks, and it's in a billion pieces at the bottom. There's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. The only thing that we could actually do at this point would be to basically, how should I say it in a nice way, the government needs to be disbanded peacefully, and we need to bring in new people that aren't basically part of the deep state. The problem with that is that they're not going to go willingly or peacefully. Remember what they said with Bill Clinton? They said, I remember the news media was joking about it, that he would basically have to be dragged out of the White House clawing to the tile, to the marble. And see, this is the problem that we have with the deep state. You know, they're not going to just walk away willingly. They're not going to do it. So until they get exposed, which they can't be exposed because the media is owned by the same people that run the deep state, nobody knows the truth. I mean, I can't tell you, Dave, how many people I talk to nowadays, and I talk to them about what's happening with the real world, what's really happening with the COVID shots and all the rest of it, and they still look at you like they're clueless, like they have absolutely no idea of what's happening or who the people are that are running this show, running the machinations behind the scene. And it's sad to me. Because if we had the ability to show everybody the truth, like who's behind the curtain on The Wizard of Oz, you know, and who's really running this, you know, we would have the ability to change it. But here's the problem that would happen. A lot of people are just going to, even if they knew who it was, they're just going to go along to get along. They don't care. because as long as the police have been basically militarized, as long as the National Guard has been basically used exclusively in many cases to quell problems in the United States now, and as long as the military can be called up, if it had to be called up in the event of some type of insurrection like we had on January the 6th, supposedly, which never happened, all of these things are basically part of this systematic process of taking the United States down. So. And it's like Gerald Celente says, the worst, what they have to do when they start to lose control of the narrative, they always take us to war. Now we've got wars in Yemen. We've got, they want to attack Iran. We've got stuff going over in Gaza. We've got stuff going on in Israel. All of this stuff is happening right now.
Sure,
and these weapon systems, like these Yemen Houthi rebels, they have $3 million missile systems they're shooting at ships now. Where do they get those? Well, I'll answer the question if you guys want to do the brief part of this. They're coming through Ukraine. Ukraine has been the largest weapon trafficking system in the entire planet, for years now because of the war that's going on over there.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. So the people out there that have these weapons systems have distributed them through Ukraine, which is the third most corrupt nation of the world, with Zelensky, who's just a puppet tyrant who's there, and they're continuing to destroy the population of the Ukraine by the hundreds of thousands, not by the millions. And the sad part about it is that they're doing this on purpose because they want to have this expansion program take place in the Middle East. And so, sadly, we here in the United States are looking at what's happening this year, an election year, going, what can we do? Well, now the FAA, okay, they're hiring severely handicapped people and people with mental disorders to work for the FAA and to work in air traffic control. Oh, what could go wrong with this? I mean, it's unreal. We got 737 MAXes now with emergency doors blowing off in mid-flight. All of this stuff is indicative of what's happening to the United States as a whole. The country is literally coming apart at the seams. You and I are blessed, Dave, because, we were raised in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, and we saw the country what it used to be. And we saw the gradual destruction of the United States of America after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the last true patriot president that we had. Reagan would have been okay, but they shot him as soon as he got in office. They kept him drugged up after that. And we watched John F. Kennedy be basically taken out by a coup by the CIA, by the shadow government. Many people believe that it was Majestic 12 and the MK, and what happened with Roswell that caused all of that, which you and I have talked about that at length on the show. And the reality is we have a set of entities from other dimensions. You can call them fallen angels. You can call them demons. You can call them aliens. I don't care what you call them. You pick what you want, that are running the planet, have run this planet for thousands and thousands of years.
We're on the same page with that. Yeah, we're on the same page with that. Yeah, there's something I'm going to throw at you, though. I agree everyone who's in position of power is compromised to some degree or they wouldn't be there. But let me tell you my analysis of Trump. They're sure wasting a lot of energy to silence him if he's not a threat. And you know how I see him, Ted? I see him doing the ego thing. I think he sees himself as the second George Washington and he's trying to do the right thing. And that doesn't, see, you're going back to his background and I think you're correct. But I also see him as being a rogue element to the New World Order, and they want to get rid of him. I don't think he's going to make it alive to the primary. I really don't. I think they're going to kill him.
I don't know, Dave. All I know is I voted for Trump in 2016. And after his unbelievably disastrous presidency, which was absolutely a mess, I didn't vote for him again. I voted Libertarian and said I would never vote a Democrat.
Well, who would you rather have, Trump or who?
I don't want any of them. I'm not, Dave. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going to vote for the lesser of two evils anymore. Yeah. I mean, Biden does not run the White House. Anybody who's got two brain cells left to rub together knows.
But
that
you're
Biden's
voting
not
for it. But if people vote for Biden, they're voting for the coalition that runs the White House.
It doesn't matter who we vote for, as long as the voting machines are tricked out.
I agree with that.
So the whole thing about it is what they want is compliance. They want us to put the mask on. They want us to get on our knees, and they want us to lick their boot. And as long as we continue to play the game with them, and we continue to fall in line with what they tell us to do, and they give us two narratives that are both equally as bad, with Donald Trump or Joe Biden, they're both horrible people. If we continue to vote for the people they give us because they're the only ones who can get through the election process because they're the only ones who put billions of dollars out. Joe Biden didn't win that last election. He couldn't even do a rally that had more than a few dozen people in it. Trump was bringing in stadium fulls.
I know.
And yet it happened right under our eyes. Do I think the idea of Donald Trump is phenomenal? Yes. Do I think the idea of a nationalist in power is phenomenal to bring us back to the United States that we had with Norman Rockwell back in the 50s and 60s and 70s? Yes. Would I love to see that happen? Yes. But the truth is, it goes back deeper than this. It goes back to the fact that the preachers in the pulpit will not tell the truth of what's happening politically. That's what all of this boils down to.
Not all preachers, most preachers, you're right.
most of them, well, 99% of them won't, Dave. And so they're telling, and I've talked to my local pastor, and he said that he says the church transcends and is above politics. And I'm like, the transcendence of the politics and being above all that is all well and good. The problem is we've got a situation in which, you know, we've got a completely out of control rogue government that's running everything through the CIA and through black magic and through Satan, you know, and through child trafficking and all the rest. But the preachers refuse to look at it, most of them, 99% of them do. And so what ends up happening is until you get that grassroots of Christians hearing the truth, we've been so brainwashed, it doesn't matter what Israel does, we have to support Israel. If Israel goes in and kills 2,000 Gaza and kills women and children and kills other Christians, it's okay because it's Israel. We have been so brainwashed by the Scofield Reference Bible for the past 100 years that we have lost perspective as a Christian community. We no longer have the unity of faith of the believer. And that's what this boils back down to. We've stopped raising little Americans. And the Rothschild banking cartel, with their communist ideologies and their satanic, you know, impact, has affected us in such a way that, you know, the whole United States is overtaken by pornography. The whole United States is taken over by incest and transgenders' marriage and dating transgenders and all the rest of this stuff. It's all part of the process of the destruction of the entire planet to bring in their new world order out of chaos. That's what they want. So that's why I say the voting's not going to fix it. We need a full-blown revival in the United States, and we need to go march on Washington peacefully, as about 100 million Christians should do, and say, no, we're not doing this anymore. But they showed us in January the 6th, and Trump instigated it, that when you take the leadership of the Patriot Movement and you take them to D.C. and you basically arrest them for no cause, and you have FBI informants and FBI provocateurs come in and start the rioting and the entry of the Capitol building, and then you arrest all of these people except for the FBI people that caused it, then what ends up happening is all the patriots become very, very scared, and they don't want to be involved in it anymore because they don't want to go to jail for 20 years for doing nothing because they walked into a building. And this is what we have now. They had huge billboards up, you know, all over Central Florida down here that were lit up, says, you know, reward for the Capitol rioting, insurrection, blah, 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 1-800 number, you know, tip line, who was there, tell us who you know was there, and all this stuff. They have effectively, remember, Donald Trump called them out, and Donald Trump could have pardoned every single person with a blanket presidential pardon. That may have been basically, you know, protested. It may have gone to court and it may not have been held.
I disagree. He could not have pardoned them because they were not found guilty yet. And you can't pardon someone that is not found guilty.
Dave, he didn't even try. And a lot of...
Ted, it doesn't matter if he tried or didn't try. He didn't have the legal authority. You have to be convicted to be pardoned.
Dave, I know you're right about that. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's a situation in which, you know, the government is completely rogue. I mean, they've arrested these people and put them in the jail for 10, 15, 20 years. And some of these people weren't even there. They weren't even at the doggone riot because they facilitated it.
Owen Schroyer,
Owen
Schroyer.
A lot of alt media people have been basically put on the back burner in the heater now they had people come on and
Ted,
talk about
this stuff. Hold on a minute. Owen Schroyer is a classic example who did nothing wrong. He said, death to tyrants, as if tyrant's a person working for Biden. You know, and he goes to jail for, what, 4 months? These people are out of control. We have been taken over by Bolshevik communists. Okay, but I disagree with you on what you said, Trump initiated. He did not. His words are exonerating. What he told them to do is exonerating. He told them to exercise their political rights, but he told them to obey the police. He didn't do anything wrong on J6. He did nothing wrong.
I disagree with you, Dave. I think he should have come into the rally. I think he should have spoken to the people. I think he should have calmed everything down. Because he was there.
What should he have done? You said calm things down. The election has been stolen. We're the victims of a coup d'etat, and he's not supposed to acknowledge that?
No, I have no problem with him doing that. He should have gotten up and told everybody, do not go into the county. I mean, he rallied everybody to go there. And so, I'm sorry, Dave.
He did not tell them to go into the Capitol.
No, I know that, Dave. The provocateurs did. But the point is, a lot of people think that Donald Trump is some type of savior because of what he's done. I mean, think about what he did. He's the one who pushed Operation Warp Speed. He's the one who pushed the vaccines. He continued to push the vaccines for the next 3 years.
You're going away. Ted, you're deflecting. You're going away from my point. On January 6th, that's the only thing I'm talking about.
There's no point in me and you arguing over it. I disagree with you. Trump should have gotten up out of his limousine, walked up and addressed the rally, and met everybody at the Capitol building. He told them to go there, and he should have stopped. He should have been the leader, and he should have said, we are not going into this building. We are not going to break the law. We are not going to detain this, but I want to show a show of force that we still are the United States of America. He didn't do that, Dave. He drove away. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that, you know, he should have, you know, gotten up and, you know, and led the charge with the American flag. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he could have done more to come in and stop this. He did not. And then I disagree with you. I believe he could have done more legal wranglings through the court systems to try to prevent these people from being arrested. And so now he's saying, well, if I become president again, I'm going to pardon these people. Well, who's he going to pardon? I mean, I don't trust Donald Trump, Bud, and I have
that's obvious. For a long time. But Ted, his words are not self-incriminating in terms of promoting going into the Capitol. He encouraged no such thing. Okay, listen.
Dave, you're not listening to me. I didn't say that he did. What I said is that he did not go in and issue a rally. He did not speak to the crowd. He did not get up on the platform and speak. He did not do that. He never tried to quell the masses. He didn't quell them. Say, you've proven what you needed to prove now. You guys need to go home. You need to be this about quiet. He didn't do any of that. Now, I don't think he had any idea that the whole place was filled with FBI informants. I don't think he knew all that. I don't think he knew that all these people, hundreds of almost 1,000 now, are going to be arrested and going to jail. I don't think he knew that. But what I'm saying, when he had the chance from a leadership standpoint to do something, he did not. Now, it could have been the Secret Service told him not to.
Let me ask you a question. Are you saying he should have traveled from where he gave the speech to the Capitol and tried to stop what was going on? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am saying that.
All right. That's a legitimate opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. But he didn't do that. And so so the problem is we have a government that's no longer being run by we the people. It's being run by special interest groups, international banking cartels, and basically pedophiles and weirdos that have been blackmailed through the Rothschild banking cartel. That's who we have here now. That's what we have. And the sad part about all of this stuff is it's not going to get any better because we don't have the ability to get into the media. And that's why I took it back to the grassroots initially is with the church. When's the last time you talked about you heard Donald Trump talk about his relationship with Jesus Christ and being led by the Holy Spirit? When is the last time you heard Donald Trump pray, but that wasn't a canned prayer, for the people around him and ask for God's guidance for the United States of America? I haven't seen any of that, Dave. And so what I'm saying is we're looking to a person we're looking for a human being to stop a spiritual rot in the United States. And that's not something that we have here. We don't have that with Donald Trump. We don't have that with any of the candidates. What we have is basically a country that is being run through ancient Canaanite religions, through human sacrifice and child trafficking and basically, you know, killing kids and trafficking and selling children for sex, you know, through Mossad and through Jeffrey Epstein and through CIA and MI6 and all the money that's being done on child trafficking in the southern borders. We have a country that's completely and totally out of control. You know, I told a friend of mine who's a pilot. He's like he's our age, and I told him, I said, you know how blessed we were to be born in the 50s and 60s and 70s, being raised. I said we didn't see this back then. We didn't have all of this stuff. But because of cultural Marxism and the Frankfurt School and the ideology that were pushed into here by Stalin and Lenin and what they did, they have completely and totally destroyed the planet. Always remember, the Rothschild banking cartel is the one that financed the war against Tsar Nicholas and the overthrowing of Russia during the First World War to kill the Tsar and his family because they had gotten involved in the War of 1812, you know, and also helped to finance the houses of Europe when the Rothschild banking cartel was trying to put central banks into all these monarchies. And they swore a blood oath against the dynasty of the Tsar Nicholas, and they did, and you know, 100 years later they killed everybody. And see, this is the group that runs the planet through the ancient Canaanite religions. That this is the group that still answers to Lucifer, and I cover this in detail in Angel Wars when I did that, you know, that 6-part series that I did back last spring. All of this stuff is part of the same group of entities that run the planet, and until we expose this from a spiritual standpoint, we can sit here and argue all day long, should Donald Trump have done this? Should we support Donald Trump? Should we support Joe Biden? Should we support, you know, DeSantis? It doesn't make any difference who we support. Until we correct the voting machines, it won't make a bit of difference. Did Donald Trump try to do some things when he first got in office? Yes. Was he snapped tight right after that? Yes. Did he say he wanted to be the most pro-gay administration in the history of the White House? Yes. Did he give ATF unprecedented authority with bump fire stocks? Yes, which has been overruled by the Supreme Court. Donald Trump did all that. And so Donald Trump brought us Operation Warp Speed, and now I am deflecting from that concept of January the 6th. He did all of that and continued to push the vaccine shot for years after he got out of office. All of this stuff, I'm not going to support a guy who did all that stuff, Dave. I refuse to. And do I think it's better or who's better, Trump or Biden? To me, that's a rhetorical question. They're both awful. Now, Biden is senile. We know that. I personally don't even know if he'll be the nominee for the Democratic Party unless they just stick him up there to prove to us how out of control we are and how controlled they are. They did the same thing with the gay Kenyan, with Barack Obama. We all know that, you know, Michelle's a transgender, according to Joan Rivers. She was very clear about that. We know that, and we said now we had a gay guy with a transgender wife at the White House, and they proved to us they can do whatever they want to do. If they can do that, Dave, they can do anything, including stealing the election of Donald Trump, because we all know Trump won that last election. 20-30 million votes showed up out of nowhere suddenly. It was insane, because they've got to maintain the dynamism, they call it. They have to have the left-right control. They've got to create the friction in the middle, because it's out of that chaos will come their new world order. So what I was saying at the beginning of the show is that it doesn't matter who we vote for if we have both candidates picked by the same group of bankers that run the planet who practice ancient Canaanite religion. If their father is the devil on both sides, what difference does it make who they give up? And that's what I said earlier, unless we, the people of the United States, find a way to get the pulpit to wake up, the black robe clergy, like they did in 1774 and 75 and 76, until we get them to start telling the truth and being real men in the pulpit and not just being pansies in the pulpit, stop promoting everything that they want to promote and start talking about the truth. The name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group of people now that run the media and Christian TV, it's like the doggone Christian mafia. If you say anything against Israel in any of those talk shows, you are permanently banned. And you can do it in a hallway, basically, and be overheard by somebody else and have somebody narc you, and you're permanently banned, because I know that it happened to me personally, and I've seen it repeatedly on other people who have come in and told the truth, including Dr. Lorraine Day. All of these things that basically we come out, we try to tell people, is the truth of what the Word of God says. And so we will never have a spiritual or a political solution to a spiritual rot until we go back and we have a renaissance, a rebirth of the United States under Jesus. It's not going to change. And this is where we find ourselves as Christians in the United States and patriots in the United States. We're trying to fight against a cause that basically has overwhelmed us and basically has overwhelmed the borders now, and it's caused the complete destruction of the United States. That's why they're debasing the currency like they are, Dave. When they put $7 trillion through COVID packages back into the economy, they knew they were going to debase the currency. Look at the inflation we have now. And what they're doing is this: we're watching the last extraction of wealth from the United States by the international banking cartels that run BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, because they want to be on the other side of this thing. That's why they haven't allowed the stock market to collapse. The stock market should be back down around 6,000 or 7,000 now, but they won't do it because State Street, BlackRock, and Vanguard do what's called circular ownership. They own the majority of the stock market. They buy each other's stuff to hold the shares up. That's all this is. They do it with fiat money. And so all of this stuff is just—it's fabrication. We live in a world with pixie dust, and they're doing this through their magic spells and through their satanic rituals. You know, like 9/11. There's a book called 9/11. It's called 9/11: A Mass Human Sacrificial Ritual, the most dangerous book in the world. You get it for free as a PDF online now. And it goes into detail on the symbolism behind 9/11, who really did 9/11, and the running of all this stuff. So all of these things are part of the package that we're in right now in the United States, trying to figure out exactly what we want to do and how we're going to do it. And sadly, we're in a position of helplessness. And this is what it is. This is learned helplessness they've done to us. And they finished putting that nail in the casket, Dave, with COVID. Put your mask on, you stinking peasant. Stand 666 apart, you stinking peasant. Honor your God, Lucifer, 666. Stand apart. Show him, show us that we have control over you. And that's what they've done to us. They've continued to slam us and slam us and slam us until we become a shadow of what we once were. Now, like I said, with January the 6th, that's why I brought up to start with. Everybody is scared to go to another rally in D.C. And rightly so, because we know what they've done to the guys that went up there earlier. Unless you go up there and you only do what you're supposed to do and basically stand where you're supposed to stand. And now they're saying they're going to start prosecuting people because they were on Capitol grounds, even if they didn't enter the building. And so this is the out-of-control FBI, the out-of-control bureaucracy, the out-of-control judicial system that we have. And sadly about it is we keep looking for another human being to fix this. The only person who's going to fix this is Jesus Christ. That's because he's a God-man. He's the ability to do whatever he wants to do and control it if we honor him. But he's walked away from the United States, as far as I'm concerned, because of the abortion that we've done, because of our practice of the ancient Canaanite religions. There's still pockets of people in the United States that have not bowed at the knee to Baal, but the vast majority of the politicians and all these other people, they're following the evil one. That's why Jesus says, light came into the world, but the world preferred the darkness. And that's where we are right now. The world has preferred the darkness, and that's what we see. That's why we see the pornography industry doing what it's doing. We're seeing the perversion doing what it's doing. We're seeing adultery doing what it's doing. We're seeing children being told they're 4 and 5 years old, they can be a boy or a girl, and being able to go on a transition surgery when they're 10 or 12 years old before they even have any sense what to do. It's all part of the evil one who worships Lucifer through basically the Kabbalists, Luciferians, okay. Who basically that's what's doing all of this stuff, Dave. It's all the same.
Okay, time for some dialogue now.
Okay, let's do it.
The okay. I don't call myself an apologist for Donald Trump. And I have problems with Operation Warp Speed as well. And he should have had the balls to reverse himself when he knew the science was not good. And anyone with any kind of college education would know the science was flawed from the very beginning. That's the first thing I agree with you on. The second thing is I agree with you, there are no real pure candidates out there. And I think the process is meaningless because it's contrived. The judges are bought and paid for. In Arizona, they're bought and paid for by the cartel, courtesy of the Chinese and their money laundering operations. And that's been well documented through various researchers. So I agree with you on the fact that there are no meaningful elections. And we, you know, like in Arizona, we've had nothing but problems in elections. And yet in a House and Senate that's controlled by the Republicans, there hasn't been one election improvement. Not one has passed. Not one did. And Arizona, they have GOP suing GOP. Carrie Lake is continually sued now because she called the election corrupt. So now the county clerk and recorder are suing her, and the courts are behind the guy. So much for free speech, right? So listen, Ted, you're right in a lot of the things you're saying. And you're kind of coming down to the bottom line, and I know my friend Doug Thornton would agree with you. We need a spiritual revival. The question is, how?
I've already told you. It's because it's shows like this, Dave. I mean, when we come in and you ask me those types of questions, and I go, no, that's not the answer to this. The answer is we have to have a spiritual revival.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the Kabbalist, Luciferian, synagogue of Satan sect owns Christian media, it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. You know, and so it has to now be at a grassroots level because we've lost the ability. Craig Roberts said this the other day. He was talking about, you know, how in the world can we compete against the mainstream media? That's the other thing I'm saying too now. How can we compete against the mainstream Christian media that's brainwashed so many people? I mean, I haven't watched Christian TV in years. I got sick of it. I got tired of this. They're all apologetics for Israel. You go to Israel and you have all these problems over there. As far as it's one of the most apartheid states in the world. I mean, everybody agrees with that. And the crazy part about this is that nobody will talk about it because if you say anything about Israel, you can't be blessed. And so they brainwashed the American population through Samuel Untermeyer, who basically was the same guy who basically blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to get the Federal Reserve Bank in and to get us into World War I with brandish on the Supreme Court, same guy who declared war on Germany and WABC in 1933, the same guy. The same guy basically brought us all of this stuff, and he pushed the Scofield Reference Bible by Samuel, you know, by Untermeyer. Not by Untermeyer, but pushed the Scofield Reference Bible by that they had stolen from, you know, from Darby, and they pushed it into the Oxford Press in the early 1900s, and they made it part of the Greater Israel program as far as Zionism, which is a religious, which is by Zionism is not anti-Semitic. That's a political party, political Zionists. And so we need to understand all of this stuff and who in the world is behind all this stuff. It's the banking cartels that whose feet is Israel. And when we understand this, we start to realize that anyone who claims that Jesus Christ is not the Messiah, who's not the Son of God, is the spirit of the Antichrist. That's what the Word of God says. And these guys hate Jesus Christ. They say he's a demon-possessed sorcerer, that he died in a vat of sewage, and the Virgin Mary was a whore. That's what they write in their own material. And so you stop and you think, well, wait a minute, it can't be that bad. Yeah, it is. It's that bad. And sadly, until we figure out how to tell the truth to the population of the planet who are Christians, who are left, who are, have eyes to hear and ears to hear, look what they've done to the Catholic Church now. They have completely decimated it with this new pope. He's blessing same-sex marriages now. He's doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They have destroyed Catholicism, and that started back in the 40s and the 50s with the infiltration of the Masonic lodges into Catholicism, which, if you read the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia, Dr. Paul Williams goes into detail on how they infiltrated the Catholic Church. The Christian Church was infiltrated in the 30s and the 40s with these giant tent ministries that came out and started talking and preaching and promoting Zionism. All of this stuff was done on purpose to basically have the American population of Christians shut up. And now, if you say something in your house that, you know, that your kid comes and tells your school teacher, they can call the Department of Family Services on you because you're not allowing your child to transition properly, you know, to becoming a transgender. All these crazy laws are being implemented everywhere. It's all the wholesale destruction of the United States by eliminating and destroying Christianity. And that's the goal here, Dave, isn't it? Isn't that always been the goal of Israel?
I place the origin, no, not in Israel, but in hell. This is satanic. This is satanic, Ted. These are the descendants of fallen angels, if not by DNA, certainly by belief. And but I, like I said, I don't single out Israel per se, although Netanyahu is as evil as they come. There's no question. He had 6 hours to respond to that attack. That attack didn't occur without being detected. And by the way, too, John Kirby, Pentagon spokesperson, asked by a Fox News reporter, how did we not catch this with our surveillance? How did Israel not catch it? How did they not respond for 6 hours? Now is not the time, was his answer. In other words, I can't think of a good bullshit answer, so I'm not even going to respond. And that was a contrived false flag event. And you know why it was done, Ted? Because there's natural gas in oil in Gaza. That's why.
Who was the general? Gosh, who was the guy? It was like 20 years ago. He talked about how they were overthrowing all of these countries in the Middle East, and he listed them all. I forgot his name. You know who he is, Dave. And basically, and it's all part of the greater Israel expansion policy. And, you know, and Gaza and the oil and all the rest. And, you know, and Benjamin Netanyahu, I know him. I had dinner with him. I had lunch with him. We had like 12 of us there that day. We got to ask him questions. He's as slimy as they get. You know, I also met Henry Kissinger. He's as slimy as they get. And I mean, but both those two are equally as evil. You could feel the evil oozing out of them. They were horrible. It's like when you got around them, you want to jump in a shower with Lysol. And see, Benjamin, no, it's horrible. Like, Benjamin Netanyahu is an absolute nightmare. So was just Henry Kissinger. Good riddance to him. I mean, there was a giant splash in the lake of fire, you know, with the lava going everywhere when Kissinger landed down there. He was personally responsible for killing millions of people in Southeast Asia. You know that.
Yeah.
And all these things that we see and the machinations behind the scenes, it's all a bunch of weirdos that are basically Satanists or Luciferians or Kabbalists who are running the planet behind the scenes and bribing and blackmailing people in order to get the things done that they want to have done, or basically, you know, sacrificing a bunch of kids. I mean, it's sickening to me. I mean, you know, just a few weeks ago, they said there was this picture emerged of a bunch of grave sites looked like on Epstein's Island. Now, whether that was contrived...
No. It's true. That those reports have been out there long before this recent flurry of media activity. There are graves. What they do with these kids is they service them to the elite, and then they take some of them and make them into hunting party targets. That's exactly what they do, Ted.
You know, it was so funny because, you know, Nicole Kidman's father was accused of that. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the actress, Nicole Kidman. And then he ended up, you know, getting shot and getting killed and whatever. He went to another country. And, you know, and so you see these hunting parties and they do. They hunt these children. You think, well, this can't be true. No, guys, I'm telling you, at this level of perversion where they are, they're basically being demonically possessed by other entities that take great pleasure in all of this stuff and the sickness and perversion of all of it. I mean, you see naked children trying to climb out of the doggone, you know, the castles over there in England where the royal family lives, and you find bodies on the doggone Capitol grounds, the sites over there that are dead. And you know, and of course, that's the harvesting of adrenochrome and the torturing of these people when they get into a sink. It's called a satanic sink, which had like 12, 13 people around a person, and they basically get into a resonant sink with the other dimension as they sacrifice this person as the energy is being released, and they basically are told things by these other entities what they're supposed to be doing, and it feeds the entities on the other side of the veil. I've done entire shows on this, mm-hmm. and that's why when you ask me political questions for spiritual answers, I just stand my ground on it because there are none. And you say, well, this sounds really terrible. I'm not saying it doesn't sound terrible. I'm not saying that.
Well,
there, we can fix
Ted, it's a matter of degree. Not everything is so black and white. But I agree with basically what you're saying, that I don't think there are any really good objectives. But I will tell you this. If I decide to vote, and that's a decision to be made yet, if I do decide to vote Donald Trump as the candidate as opposed to the other people who would be there, I'm more inclined to pull the lever for Trump and hold my nose and cross my fingers. And I'm being very serious about this. Now, I don't even know if I'm going to vote because the whole process is contrived. We don't live in a democracy. In fact, even the people that rate democracies and freedom around the world, they have downgraded the United States to what they call an anacrocy, a pretend democracy that's very authoritarian. And that's how we're defined now. We're 52nd in the world in freedom.
Well, and that happened because of the Patriot Act, which was basically the exact version. Well, it wasn't the exact version, but it was very similar to the Enabling Act that Germany had
exactly.
In 1933 when the Reichstag bombing was burned. It was a 1,500-page document they supposedly wrote in 2 or 3 days. You don't write 50. I have been in college for years. I was a college professor, just like you were for years, Dave. And when you write a 10-page paper, it takes several days to get it cleaned up and get it looking right.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have different versions of it. You got to go through it over and over again until you get it right so it sounds good. If you 1,500 pages, it took a team of people months, if not years, to put something like that together. And all of a sudden, it was signed into law almost immediately by George W., the dumb one. And so all of this stuff is all part of what we're involved in right now. This is at the highest level. You got the Masonic lodges at the highest level. This is the 33 degree Masons and up. You've got the Committee of 300. You got the Bilderberger Group. You got the Rothschild banking cartel, and they're all in this giant Nexus spiderweb to intentionally try to confuse you. But in the middle of the Nexus, the only thing that makes all of it work is money, and that's what makes it go. That makes the world go around is the money. And the Rothschild banking cartel's in the middle of the Nexus, and if you look at what they're attached to, they're in another dimensional interface with Lucifer himself. And that's the group that runs the planet. And we can pretend like that's not it. We can say that's not it. We can say, well, you're being negative, Ted, or you're being silly, Ted, or whatever you want to say. But it's just who it is. And so we can sit here and pretend like it isn't what it is, but it is that way. And so all of us need to realize that together we can pull together as a team. And I pray for my listeners every single day. They support healthmasters.com. They support your show. And I ask God to continue to direct them and guide them and give them insight into what's happening. But when you see the machinations behind the scene, when you look behind the curtain and you see the unbelievable filth and the corruption and the disease and the perversion behind the scene, you realize that they're taking little five-year-old children and wanting to transition them in to boys and girls so they can rape them and sodomize them and do all the weird stuff they want to do. When it's legal, according to their documents, to have sex with these young children until they're 8 or 9 years old and sodomize them. This is the group that runs the planet. This is the one that wants to make, the age of consent like non-existent, like whoever wants to have sex with whoever could do it if they're children. And these perverts, Dave, they're not raping 30-year-old women or 30-year-old guys. They're taking infants and raping them. I mean, infants. I'm talking toddlers and infants in diapers. That's how sick they are. And I don't like talking about this stuff because it gets too weird. But that's who runs the planet. They're all demon-possessed. And it all goes back to Angel Wars, that show that I did. It was a 6-part series. You can scroll back through the archives, like April and May of 2023, through our archives at Healthmasters, through the Ted Dawson Brower Show. And listen to that. It talks about the trial of Lucifer. It talks about what the Garden of Eden was. It talks about the first flood, when basically the earth was destroyed because of the coup d'etat that Lucifer attempted into God's dimension. It talks about all of this stuff in detail as to what's going on. And if we understand what happened, then we start to realize, wait a minute, this is still going on today. And then Lucifer is the god of this world. People need to understand that. That's why the hearts and the minds have been blinded, as if a veil's been put around the hearts and the minds of the people on this planet. And now they've done it with Zionism, with the political Zionism, and the Scofield Reference Bible. And they've come in and they've completely polluted the school systems with Frankfurt School ideology and cultural Marxism. And we've sat back and we've watched them do it, and we just turn a blind eye to it because the politicians have been so corrupt. And all of these things have happened to us over and over and over again until now. We've accepted the lie. The majority of the people, remember, light has come into the world, but the world prefers the darkness, and the majority of the people prefer the darkness. And the people are still considering a political solution to a spiritual rod. It will never work. It can't work. And once we understand that, then we start to look at it and go, wait a minute. This is why I have people complain to me about the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Now, they stopped complaining because they were sending me emails on it. I just blocked and deleted them. And here's what they would complain about. They would say, we love your show. We think it's phenomenal. We think it's one of the best shows on alt media. But you talk too much about Jesus. And because of that, we can't forward the shows to our secular friends because it will offend them. And my response is always this. Okay, then find another show that gives you the answers that I give you without talking about Jesus because it doesn't exist. He is the answer. He is the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. Without him, it's impossible to be reconciled with God Almighty. And so if you try to tell people, everybody wants to tiptoe to the tulips. Well, I don't want to offend this person because it may be upsetting to them that you talk about Christ. Okay, well, what do you want to do? You want to talk about Lucifer and child sacrifice and not bring it into God's side? Years ago, I'll never forget this, I was at a house that was a haunted house, a legitimately haunted house. This is not a joke, okay? This is not metaphor. This is not hyperbole. It was a legitimate haunted house. And I went into the house, and I spoke to the owner there, and they were telling me all the horrible things they had seen in this place. And I finally told him, I said, well, you have to plead the blood of Jesus over this place. You've got to station angels around this house. You've got to put a hedge of thorns around the place. You need to bring a priest in or a pastor in or somebody who knows what they're doing to anoint this place with oil to basically drive these demons back out of this house. And so the guy's wife was standing there with me, and they had moved out. They had gotten so bad they had moved out. Water was turning on by itself. Curtains were opening and closing by themselves. Voices all night in the hallway. It was one of those houses. Entities walking around, they could see them. And what happened is the lady who was there started laughing, the wife, when I started talking about praying the blood of Christ over the place, and I started talking about how to get rid of this stuff. She started laughing. And I looked at her and I said, why are you laughing? Why do you think this is funny? She goes, well, I can't believe you're talking about Jesus. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you think we're talking about right now? You have a demon-possessed house with all kinds of entities running around, with all these crazy things happening. You guys call the law all the time. Nobody wants to come over here anymore. And basically, they've abandoned the place. But you notice, I'm standing here with you right now. And none of them are around here right now. They're not here. Because I walk in the power of the Most High God, because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. And they know that. And I said, they understand that. And they won't show up. And they're not going to mess with me. Now, they can mess with other people around you, like they were these people there, but there was no paranormal activity when I was there in that house. And I said to her, I said, the only answer we have for this is Jesus. And sure enough, they end up doing something, apparently, with Christ and had the thing exercised, and now they move back into the house again. But the point is this. If we keep bringing it up, and see, this is what the cabal wants us to do, Dave. They want us to point to Joe Biden or to DeSantis or to Donald Trump or to a plethora of other potential candidates, including Hillary Clinton, and say, hey, these people can get us out of this mess. Pay attention to them. Don't look to Jesus. That's the goal here, isn't it? Because that way they continue to slide us further down the ash heap of history, because we're not looking at the only solution we have. And that's why I tell people, they say, Ted Nostrum, Brower Show, great show, too much about Jesus. My response is always, go listen to Joe Rogan. He'll cuss at you. He'll basically smoke a cigar, and he'll get drunk on the set. Go ahead and listen to him. Have fun with all that. And see, this is the problem that we have. They don't want to hear the truth, because the truth will set them free, Dave. And that's why you say, well, you're preaching today on the show. Yeah, I'm preaching today with you guys a little bit, because this is the only solution we have. If the pulpit will wake up and tell the truth, and we have a grassroots movement, and we go up to D.C. by 100 million of us. They can't arrest 100 million people. It's like Rand Paul said. They can't arrest all of us if we don't wear masks. They can't do it. It's all part of compliance. Stand 666 apart, peasant. Honor our God, Lucifer. 666, mark of the beast. Wear your mask. Muzzle yourself. Cover your image so we cannot see the image of God in you, because you were created in his image. Muzzle yourself. Give yourself all kinds of health problems and lung problems. Do all of that to you right now. All of this stuff is being done on purpose to subject us into peasanthood and to make us continue to be in a slave state. And that's what they want. So, yes, I will never stand again. I will never stand for something that shouldn't be stood for. Donald Trump should have rallied the troops. He should have gone to the Capitol building. He should have spoken on the Capitol steps. They would not have arrested a sitting president of the United States. And he should have told his fans, do not break the law. Do not enter the Capitol building or whatever. He should have never driven away like he did. I will stand like that for the rest of my life. I'll agree with that. Because Roger Stone, I had dinner with him. Now, there's some issues with Roger Stone. I'm not going to promote him. But I had dinner with him with a friend of mine, Mancal Mueller, a few months ago. Actually, but that was last year, 2 years ago, down in Miami. I actually flew my plane down there to talk to them. It was about a year and a half ago. And I remember I told Roger Stone, why is Donald Trump still pushing Operation Warp Speed? He goes, I don't know. We've told him not to do it. I said, okay. And I said, why? And he said, I was warned, and I knew that to leave the Capitol building between, to not go to the Capitol grounds in January the 6th. He was at a hotel in D.C. And he checked out before any of that stuff happened. And they came to find him in the hotel and basically wanted to know what he knew, but he was already gone. And then they brought him back before Congress, if you remember, and then they wanted to put him through another inquisition. And I told him, I said, if you go to Congress this time, Roger, I said, you better take the Fifth on everything they ask you. And he did, because that's what he did the first time. Remember, he tried to tell the truth from how he saw it, and they got him for all the perjury stuff, and they're going to put him in prison. And then Donald Trump pardoned him. All of this stuff are the machinations behind the scenes to keep this energy, this negative energy, flowing into the United States and into the world, so they can basically draw food sustenance from it, because these entities have been cut off from God Almighty. That's what all they can sacrifice.
Yeah, there's a flip side to that coin, though, too, Disease X, which I'm convinced is Ebola, because I came across an article in the Denver Post, and it's on Twitter, and it was November 27th, and they said 13 regional centers releasing an Ebola vaccine. Well, first of all, that's a lie, because the Ebola vaccine was developed by Crucell Laboratories in 2006, released in 2008, and the CDC holds the patent for 2014. And the reality is this, is I think they're going to bring Ebola in, because they know we're not going to lock down for something as mild as corona. But Ebola, people will lock themselves down, Ted, and I'm telling you, that's what's coming.
You know, it's so funny you said that. You know, today on the Ted Nossel Brower Show, I brought that up, and I said, once they have people dying in the streets with hemorrhagic fever with blood coming out of their eyes, they'll line back up for more vaccines. Now, whether or not the people that are dying from hemorrhagic fever with blood coming in their eyes on the streets is basically Hollywood staging it, and none of that's really happening. When people see that, they will become so terrified, because they've been so conditioned now with 666, wearing the mask and taking the vaccines, they will run to get other boosters and take basically anti-Ebola shots.
I agree.
And that's what's going to happen. And that will be another bioweapon. And that's why in the, with the World Health Organization, they go into villages in Africa. A lot of times they are basically stoned to death and killed when they come into the villages, because they the villages have learned over there now that everybody's healthy until they go. Those guys show up and they test all these Ebola vaccines on the villagers, and suddenly they end up with an Ebola outbreak in the village. And so they don't want the World Health Organization workers there anymore. So that's become a very, very short lifespan for a lot of these workers down there going into those third world countries, because the villagers have had enough of the lies. And see, and this is the problem that we have in the United States. We never get enough of the lies. We constantly want to have more lies, more lies, more lies, more lies, until we get to the point where we believe all the lies they tell us. And that's what, remember what was it William Casey said back in the 70s? We will know that we've done our job at the CIA when everything that every American believes is a lie. And see, that's where they've got us now. And so we're in a situation where they continue to tell us all the things they want to do for us all the time and how bad things are. But then they basically have a situation where we don't know what we don't know the truth, because the truth has set us free.
It's a matter of stupidity, too, because, you know, I was watching a Disease X presentation this morning on YouTube from the World Health Organization. And I'm thinking, who buys this Disease X? It might be 20 times worse. It might be. It might be. It might be. Excuse me. I'm a trained researcher. All I'm hearing is conjecture and opinion and nothing scientific, and it's all about fear-mongering. It's not science. It's the latest invention to lock us down, but they're going to have to release some Ebola to get our attention, and I think that's what's really coming. Ted, let's talk about Health Masters for a second, and I'm going to tell you, take your blood pressure pills, man, because you're on fire today.
You just got me off the other show, and so the reality is that I'm sort of kidding. My blood pressure is good, but the thing about it is that we're in a situation where if we don't stand back and take care of ourselves, and this is why Health Masters is so important. You need to be on quercetin. You need to be on vitamin C. Our vitamin C with antioxidant, with quercetin and antioxidants, is probably the best product on the market. You need to be taking D3 every single day. You need to be taking zinc every day. You need to be taking all these different supplements, including black seed oil, every single day in order to keep your immune system really, really strong. And if you do that, what's going to happen is if you get exposed to something, remember, not everybody gets exposed to Ebola or COVID dies.
Yeah, I mean, ninety percent fatal for Ebola, 10% immunity. That's what I've read.
But that's what I said. 10%. Now, is that 10%? The reason for that is because they have enough D3 and their body can handle it with their own immune system.
Could be.
Do they have a natural?
Don't know.
We don't know. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, potassium iodine, 12.5 milligrams per day. All of these things are so very important that we have the ability to sit back and look at them and say, hey, wait a minute. We've got to make sure that we have our immune systems tapped out, and, you know, the best of their abilities. And see, that's why I say I take about 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day with quercetin, the antioxidant brand. I take 10 of those a day, 5 in the morning and 5 at night. And they have the added benefit for ladies out there and for guys who don't want to age real fast. Vitamin C is the principal component of collagen, and collagen is a cellular glue that holds your body together, which prevents wrinkles and a lot of aging. So not only do you stay a lot healthier, you actually, you know, slow down the aging process considerably. So all of this stuff is so important that we understand that we have to be taking supplements on a daily basis, because the food supply is so adulterated and it's so devoid of nutrients in many cases. It's sad. It really, really is.
That's another show for another time, the food supply. You're exactly right. I couldn't agree with you more. And the supplements really are the key to hanging on to whatever health we have. You know, in Genesis, it says we're supposed to live to be 120 years. And it's interesting, because when I was talking to longevity researchers 15 years ago from Cal Berkeley, they said, in their opinion, we should be living to be 120. And I said, well, why don't we? Toxic environment, toxic food, toxic water. And so there you go. And I totally agree with what you're saying. By the way, I have a discount code for everybody that says I need to check out Health Masters. I'm telling you, I'm living proof it works. Health Masters. Coupon code is 5, F-I-V-E, and you get 5% off every order, and they're already low priced, and the customer service there is fantastic. Healthmasters.com is where you want to go. Ted, you got my blood pressure up today.
Good. I had some fun, Dave. You've been a friend for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. People say, Dave and Ted are arguing. Hey, we're old friends. It's kind of like husband and wife arguing.
But not quite.
Ted, my friend, we are flat out of time. We got to scoot. But listen, always a pleasure to have you on. Next time, we're going to get you on one of our video formats and distribute it that way. And
let's do it, my friend.
We got to shoot out of here now, and I'll talk to you soon.